The broadcaster Paul Gambaccini was on bail for a year while police investigated two allegations that he had had sex with two teenage boys. He described it as 12 months of trauma until police decided there was no case to answer. Here he is talking to us a little earlier about the experience.
Unfortunately for me, since I didn't know my two accusers, the only feeling I could have was rage, and my problem was rage. I would have rage attacks about six a day. In my case, there could be no remorse, because not only did I not know these two people, but the police were accusing me of having sex in the decade before I started having same-sex relations. So much for where were you on the night of April 23rd. They were not only on the wrong day, the wrong year, they were in the wrong day.
All right.
Well, Peter Saunders founded the National Association of People Abused in Childhood, and he joins us in the studio now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Something's going wrong in the way these sort of cases are investigated, isn't it? At least the suggestion would be if you're in a situation where somebody is on bail for a year.
If you're asking, do the police always get it right or do they sometimes get it wrong, then clearly sometimes they may get it wrong. And I sympathise with Paul Gambaccini when he referred to, you know, the rage that he feels and probably the sense of betrayal, perhaps. And that is what is experienced by many millions of survivors every year. So I think it's really unfortunate that the accusation that's turned out to be a false accusation, a malicious and false accusation against Paul has come at a time when there is heightened awareness around the issue and the prevalence of child abuse. We've seen so many high-profile people, you know, your Stuart Halls, your Rolf Harris's, your Max Cliffords, who have all gone before the cameras to say that they are wholly innocent and have subsequently been found otherwise. And I think Paul Gambaccini is an unfortunate casualty, and there always have been, and there probably always will be, casualties of a system that is not perfect.
He made the point in his interview to us that actually things have changed. He said that the police's attitude is we don't need evidence, we need people who agree. And in his case, there was one accuser who actually dropped it and then police found another one. Is it the nature of abuse, this type of abuse, that there isn't going to be evidence and that all you can get is people who agree and that is good enough?
Well, there's two questions there. I mean, is it good enough? Often linked to the first question is there evidence? Is there forensic evidence of these crimes? Most people who rape and violate a child will ensure that there are never witnesses. It almost goes without saying. Mm-hmm. So gathering evidence, certainly many years later, is extremely difficult. So what the police have to do, they have little choice, but to, in a sense, trawl for potential other victims.
So the trawling, the fishing is acceptable, is it?
Well, I think...
We heard about, in another case, of calling up work colleagues to find
out. I think there's a balance to be set. And sometimes, as I said, sometimes the police get it wrong. And it would appear that in this case, maybe they have got it wrong. But on balance, it's about protecting our children and about bringing perpetrators to justice. And at NAIPAC, every day, as you know, we hear from dozens and dozens of people who are feeling that sense of betrayal, that sense of rage from having been violated, abused as a child, and nothing was done about it in those days. And thank God, at long last, the police are beginning to get their act together. They don't always get it right.
But ultimately, it is just a case of it is dependent on people who can agree.
At the end of the day, it's a jury of 12 who have to decide anyway. And let's, if there is evidence, let's put it before a jury.
Something else that Paul Gambaccini raised is as to how he thinks the system should be changed. And the argument would be that this is in everybody's interest, is that there should be anonymity for the accused before they are charged, which didn't happen in his case. Would you agree with that?
I'm willing to concede that there should be a conversation about that. But when it comes to fighting crime, we need to enable the police to do their job and to give... Bernard Hogan Howe defended the extended period of bail. Now, I personally would struggle with that. If I was an innocent person, I was arrested and bailed, I would feel bereft the longer it went on. And I can imagine how Paul Gambaccini must have been feeling. But these things are in place in order to serve the people. If they are demonstrated not to be serving the people and not to be serving justice, and you know, we are above the law because we are the people, then it needs to change.
And just one brief final thought, the treatment of false accusers.
Again, on record, I've said this on a number of occasions, people who make malicious and false, not innocently false, malicious
Indeed.
And false accusations, I think they should feel the full force of the consequences of the crime that they are maliciously, falsely accusing somebody else of.
Peter Saunders, thank you.